If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Chelsea, I found some, I don't know, it's potentially bad news, but like a good kind of bad news. So I'm excited for this article. So
me too now.
Yeah. This comes from the CBC. It is posted on, where are you? November 22nd, 2024. So fairly recent as when we're doing this.
Like the most recent we could get.
Yeah. Written by Sheena Goodyear. And the article title, these rare and mysterious deep sea fish are washing up in California. No one's sure why. Ben Frabel considers himself a librarian of fish, and he just acquired a rare new specimen for his collection, a 3.3 meter oarfish, a mysterious deep sea creature shaped like an eel, washed up earlier this month on the shores of California. Thanks to the efforts of a keen-eyed PhD student, it will soon be added to Frabel's fish library. Wow, that's a good line. Better known as the Marine Vertebrate Collection at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in San Diego, California. Quote, they're very rare encounters for us, end quote. Frabel, the collection's manager, told As It Happens host Neil Coaxel. Quote, getting to see a fresh specimen with a bright silver skin and that bright red fin and just the full scale of it laid out was pretty astounding, end quote. Oarfish are massive and elusive fish with reflective skin who reside in the ocean's depths all over the world. They are sometimes called the doomsday fish. They are described in Japanese folklore as harbingers of disaster. It's suspected that they could even be the origin of the mythical sea serpent drawn throughout the history of sailors' maps. The longest oarfish ever recorded was 8 meters long, making them the biggest species of bony fish. Frabel says some partial remains suggest that they could even reach as long as 11 meters. Because they're deep sea fish, humans don't encounter them very often. Footage captured in recent years has shed some light on how they hunt, hovering vertically with their heads up, waiting for prey to swim by. Quote, their main prey item, even though they do kind of look ferocious and get pretty big, are actually very small shrimp-like creatures called krill. And then they have this very elaborate mouth that they can use to generate suction and slurp down these krill, end quote, Frabel said. There's so much scientists still don't know about oarfish, Frabel said, and most of what they do know comes from studying their remains when they wash ashore. Even that, Frabel says, is rare. There are only 22 scientific recordings of these creatures washing up in California since 1901. That doesn't even give us a large sample size, says Frabel, quote, so each specimen can really provide a lot of insight into these animals, end quote. That's why he was so excited when he heard about Allison LeFerrier, a Scripps PhD student on November 7th. LeFerrier, who studies ocean acoustics, was walking her dog along the Grandview Beach in Encinitas, California, when she spotted an elongated object on the ground. Quote, as I got closer, I recognized it immediately. I knew it was rare, so I knew it was important, end quote, she said. She reached out to Frabel, who contacted the U.S. Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to recover the fish and bring it in for necropsy. While she waited for the team to arrive, LeFerrier stood guard over the grisly discovery. Can you imagine just guarding a 10-foot dead fish?
Yeah, excuse me, what are you doing?
Just walkers by. Hey, it's claimed. Back off.
Don't even look at it.
Quote, shortly after I found it, I had gone back to my beach chairs to tell my fiance about it, and I turned around and see a surfer walking down the beach with the fish on the surfboard. Never mind, apparently she needed to. He said, I just wanted to put it in my friend's van. I'm glad that it didn't up in someone's van and then the garbage. I'm glad I was able to help, end quote, she said. When oarfish wash ashore, Frabel says, there tends to be more than one. In fact, this is the third oarfish specimen to turn up in California in as many months, including one Scripps recovered in La Jolla in August.
These are creepy.
Yeah. Quote, That might indicate that maybe these fish are moving around and are in specific location for a year or two and then move away from that location. While they're here, if they're disoriented or sick or dying, we don't really know why. They will eventually wash onto beaches, but we don't have a good answer as to why that might be happening now in California. End quote. In 2013, the last time oarfish were turning up in California, marine biologist Milton Love told As It Happens he suspected a change in ocean currents brought the fish out of the calm, deep waters that you're used to, and into more turbulent, shallow waters. Quote, they're just very delicate, and I think that they just died from trauma, basically. End quote, he said at the time. Nearly a decade later, he told the New York Times that it's still his best guess. Several of the creatures washed ashore in Japan ahead of the catastrophic 2011 earthquake, further entrenching their doomsday reputation. But a 2019 study by Japanese scientists found no correlation between quakes and oarfish appearances. Frabel says he's not worried the recent findings signify anything ominous. Quote, if there was something bad happening in the ecosystem, we wouldn't just see a couple of random fish. We'd see a lot of other organisms also showing up on our beaches. End quote. Leferrier also seemed similarly unfazed. Quote, I'm hoping you know it's not specifically a bad omen for me. End quote, she said with a laugh. That's the article. So you see why I said it could be bad news, but in an interesting way.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just Googling what they look like. And first of all, it looks like the most gigantic sardine you could ever see.
Oh, yeah. It just looks like a fish that got stretched. That's it.
Yeah, it's very creepy. I wouldn't like it, but I don't like things like that. The other thing that I'm a little taken back by is that how come, like, some of the biggest organisms just survive on krill?
I know. It's basically, if it's over 10 meters in the ocean, it's going to eat the smallest things in it. I don't understand
that
how that works.
It. That's so weird. And then that it goes, like, straight up and down. And I find that so funny, too, because that's how blue whale, some sort of whale, sleeps.
Sperm whales sleep that way.
Yeah.
It's super creepy, yeah.
So creepy. And so, anyhow, those are nothing to do with the article. I'm just finding similarities between things in the oceans. And then I came across an article because there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 adults holding one of these things. And I clicked on it, and while it's creepy, it linked to an article that said, do oarfish predict earthquakes? And then you started talking about that in the article.
Yeah.
And I really have no new input. It's just all observations right now.
Well, that's good. I wanted to get this in before the year end, though, just in case we need to get this in the year in review as a follow-up.
Because there's an earthquake
somewhere. Yeah, because California doesn't exist anymore. So we got it in there just in case. And although I do wonder if it does occur, can we actually cover it? Or is that no longer a fringy topic?
No, I think at that point it'd just be I told you so.
Yeah. Okay. It's just us being smug. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. And then we wait till next year's year in review.
Yeah. And I guess the moral of the story here is, I don't know, if you come across an oarfish, there's kind of two things that you should do. One of them is guard it, because apparently people will just take it.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what you should do.
Highly sought after. Or the other thing I wanted to comment,
or just push it back into the ocean, and maybe that gets rid of the bad omen.
Oh, has anyone tried that? Maybe not yet, apparently, because it's too popular.
It's too popular, and you probably need at least 4 people to push it back into the ocean.
Yeah. So maybe no one has the opportunity yet. And I wanted to not cut you off during the first part. Why does this one guy have a fish library?
I don't know.
That's kind of weird, too.
I really do like the sound of the Frabel fish library, though.
I'm more curious as to why the frick he has a fish library.
Well, I mean, it's not that weird. The libraries. There's a penis museum library thing in Iceland.
There's a penis library.
I just like collecting penises, and there he is.
Did anyone ask about the oarfish's penis? Maybe someone did. It's just not.
No comment, actually. Yeah.
It's in the penis article. Oarfish penis article. Different article.
And we're at the end of this, and somehow we didn't think to Google it the entire time. Anyhow, you guys got 48 hours. A couple things to Google. Oarfish penis. Also, sperm whale sleeping. Probably best to keep those separate. Just a fun picture on that second one. I can't confirm on that first one whether or not it'd be a fun photo. But anyhow, you got 48 hours. Report back to us. Anyhow, bye.
Bye.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.